Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Oh, yeah. Pipes, I don't need any bad takes this hour, my friend. You had a lot of good takes on Illinois basketball. They get it done winning by 30. Good evening, everybody. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5 Latte. Derek Piper, our intern Kyle Tosk, is here. You're going to hear from him a little bit later as we recap week 9 of the National Football League, another week that saw losses to two of our teams. And Kyle gets to gloat because not only did his team win, but they beat one of ours. So we'll get to all of that when we do the recap. He can talk smack if he wishes. We don't care.
I don't, no.
That's where we've gotten. We don't care. Talk smack all you want. 359-2255, if you want to weigh in and have any questions for Derek Piper, do so on the U of I Illini Lake text line.
I know we got one from the 309 that said, who was Goody starting for prior to injury?
Oh.
Referring to that Kansas close scrimmage, Sky Clark did not start in that. Luke got the start. I think that ultimately Sky would be your starting point guard. I can't predict the future. I don't know what Brad was necessarily thinking on that, but the starting lineup we expected all offseason long is the one that's rolled out right now. So
okay, that makes sense. And, of course, Luke being out obviously plays into it. You and I were looking at the minutes. There were 9 guys that played 15 minutes or more, including Matthew Meyer only played 16. Well, he's obviously health, you know, determined, or if he was just being sent a message, whatever. I mean, I think he's going to be fine. I think you're going to need him if you're going to be as elite as you hope to be. Mm-hmm. Now I'm Brad Underwood with Elite. But you got 9 guys essentially without Goody that played 15 or more minutes. I don't think you're going to play 9 guys a game. Now, maybe you will. Where do you think, and I know it's always something that we kind of watch as the season and it kind of develops over time. I don't think a head coach would ever want to tell you, I'm sticking to 7 right now and I'm not even going to let 8, 9, 10 prove to me that they can play. That's not what they're going to do, and that's why you have games like you had last night and the exhibition game against Quincy. So it will be interesting to see. Now, this is a team that wants to get up and down more than what we've seen the last few years. So do you think that makes a little bit of a difference with regards to the minutes and maybe more guys playing off the bench?
I think it's possible that it works out that way. Usually you can expect an 8-man rotation. Maybe there are teams that go 9 deep.
Sure.
I don't think, you know, usually it's always fun in the offseason when we talk about teams that got a lot of depth. Oh, they're going to play 10 guys. I'm like, oh, no, they probably won't. But I think that Illinois has 9 that they feel like they can play, now that, especially Sincere showing some of these flashes here recently. In terms of off the bench, Sincere, Ty Rogers is essentially your 6th man.
Yeah.
Ty's the 6th man. Epps is going to come in at backup point guard, Sincere, Harris, and Dane Danger. So that's 4 off the bench with your 5 starters. If Matthew Meyer's not going to play, because you would have penciled him in for 28, maybe even 30 minutes at the beginning of the year. If he's only going to play 16, again, Illinois was up huge in what turned out to be a blowout. I don't think he'll ultimately play that next week in Vegas. If you only playing 16 in Vegas, there's an issue.
Right, correct.
I think that if he's not, though, in position to play 25-plus, then maybe you make up for that with more guys off the bench. One thing that's interesting on the point guard front with Sky, who's going to continue to be your starter, Jaden Epps, who has to play better. Both those guys have to play better.
Sure.
And I think they will. But if, say, Jaden Epps struggles, because right now, I mean, in terms of the production, in terms of the the eye test last night, people would probably come away and say Sincere is ahead of Jaden Epps right now in terms of probably being trustworthy, a guy that's in terms of his production. But out of necessity, you need a backup point guard.
Yes, you do.
Now, if there's a situation where Jaden continues to struggle, maybe you slide Terrence to the point guard a little bit more. You slide Ty Rogers to the point guard a little bit more. That could make it to where it's an eight man and maybe Epps isn't. Maybe Epps would be on the outside of that and you'd play Sincere a little bit more. And but you're going to have to make up for those point guard minutes. Long story short, I think that they can play nine. Eight is usually what you can bank on. But with the way that Sincere is defending and giving energy, and I think that if there were a situation where Brad didn't like the effort or wanted to increase the pressure in the full court press, he's going to throw Sincere out there and see if he can make some plays.
We touched all about this, obviously, in hour one. If you want to go back and podcast that, I'm sure Kyle already has that done. Just go to stevieJay.com, stevieJay.com. But you wouldn't want to do that and not listen to us now. But we're going to just recap a little bit more in case you're just coming off of work or just being able to join us.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you going all the way in on believing in Coleman? Like, this version of Coleman, not to say he's going to put up 23 and 12, or not, but for Brad to say, I'm waking up every morning thinking that he's one of the best players in the Big Ten, 1 to 10, how much are you buying that?
I've told you before that the one guy that's never gotten a full chance to prove himself is Coleman Hawkins. And there's, I think there was good reasons for that, right? But I remember saying that to you last year. If there's ever been, not ever, if there's an Illinois player in the last few years that deserves the right to have this season where the ball's in his hands, where they give him some leeway, and I hope that he gets a little bit of leeway, and they're not automatically saying, he didn't do this, get him out. I feel like if there's ever been a player, I keep saying ever, that's a long time. If there's a player that deserves that, it's Coleman Hawkins. So, and I'm going to the point here, because of that, I believe in him. I'm probably about an 8 on Coleman Hawkins. I like the fact that he's a little bit brash. I like the idea that he's kind of a showman. Do I want to see him getting technicals? No. And who knows? Maybe he won't do that this year. Hopefully he'll understand the importance of doing that. Do I think that he's going to go do what he did last night from three-point land? Probably not. Not many guys can do that over and over and over. Will he do it again? Yeah. He showed it last year, a couple of games, where he would come out and hit. Didn't against Houston?
He hit 4 threes against Indiana in the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's the game I'm thinking of. That's right. So I would probably say an 8 in terms of my confidence level in Coleman Hawkins being someone that comes out and really takes control of a lot of games. And not only that, but at the end of the day, he's one of your two or three best players at the end of games. I don't feel like he's the kind of guy that's going to make that many issues in terms of fouls. So I feel like he's always going to be out there. I don't know. There's something about Coleman that I really like. I feel like the dude just really paid his time, right? Like, he sat the bench. And I think if you asked him the last 2 years, do you feel like you should have played more minutes? He would have said yes. And I think maybe he would have given Illinois something that Illinois didn't have necessarily. But there were certainly times where he needed to be on the bench. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think this year, Brad Underwood and his staff give him a little bit more of a open rein to just do his thing. And I think he's going to show them that he's got the ability to do it. Now, I think if Illinois is going to be elite, they need three guys. They don't just need two. And I think that's where Matthew Meyer comes in. That's where Sky Clark comes in. That's where maybe Ty Rogers comes in. But RJ. Again, or RJ Melendez. I'm sorry. See, I've already forgotten now RJ. Poor RJ. But, you know, I don't know that Ty Rogers is the kind of kid as a – I'm not expecting freshmen to be elite. And so – but you've got the guy in Matthew Meyer. You've got that guy. Or you've got the guy in RJ Melendez. Now, if you get the same kind of contribution that you got from Coleman – and you feel like you're going to get from Terrence every night. I feel like those guys consistently, like if I was drafting for my fantasy basketball team, which we will be doing soon, I would draft one of those two, knowing that every night they're going to produce for me. Like if you're going to think of it like in fantasy. But I also would not maybe be 100% convinced that Matthew Meyer on every night is going to show up for me in almost double-double, or RJ Melendez is going to show up in almost double-double. I think this team can –
be really good. I think this will be a good team. I think we're all going to have fun watching this team. I think if this team's going to be elite, if they're going to beat the UCLAs of the world, if they're going to compete for a Big Ten championship, you've got to have three guys consistently show up. And now it's the point of who's the third? Is it Matthew Meyer, which we assume I would be the front runner for? If these were Derby odds, I'd be 2-1. Is that good odds?
Yeah.
For Matthew Meyer, or is it RJ Melendez, who I haven't given up on? I'm not going to take one game of 0-5 and say, just don't expect big things from RJ. I think we can still get big things from RJ. But I certainly think that Terrence Shannon and Coleman Hawkins are going to bring it almost every night. I truly do.
Yeah, I agree with all that. I think that Matthew Meyer, it's good to remember, was at the NBA draft combine for a reason.
Right.
And right. While he didn't shoot the three as well as he has last year, 40% three-point shooter on a team that won the national title 2 years ago. So, yes, he's expected to be one of your star players.
He was so active on that Baylor team.
Extremely.
If you remember that game against Illinois and then other games, I mean, he would just come in and just be disruptive. You know, he'd be grabbing those long rebounds, or he'd be playing great defense and getting a block on one end, and then, you know, kind of being that, you know, that kind of guy that fills in the passing lane down on a little bit of a break and getting to the rim or shooting a three. I just was really impressed with him. I mean, I remember I called him the poor man Tom Chambers back in the day. You probably don't even remember Tom Chambers of the Phoenix Suns back in the day, but that dude was good. But I feel like Matthew Meyer is going to give that to you. Is it concerning that they took him out at the 15-minute mark of the second half, whether that be to send a message or whether that be because of an injury or because of, not an injury, but maybe a
lack
back
of being in shape
or lack of being in shape.
Or a nagging back, which seems like a real possibility.
Here's what I'm not going to panic on Matthew Meyer until the UCLA game. If against right. UCLA, he's not the same. I mean, if there's anybody on this team that should be able to show up against UCLA, it'd be Matthew Meyer in terms of he's played in these games. He's played in 500 of those games already. Yep. Not that Terrence Shannon hasn't, but Shannon didn't win a national title. Not that Coleman hasn't played in some big games, and you go on down the line. Well, not very far. You can't go very far because you got a lot of freshmen that have never done it. But Matthew Meyer should be the guy that comes out against UCLA and is like, let's go. Give me the ball. I want to kind of show my will against them and show everybody how good I am. So I'm not going to panic about him until UCLA. And then the questions will begin for me. If he's not doing it, okay, is it because of this or is it because of that? And then I think maybe I would be more concerned. But I'm fine with Matthew Meyer. And I still don't know if it's him or RJ that gives you that third role.
Could be either one.
I agree.
I agree with you along the same lines of thinking of Matthew Meyer at Baylor. That dude was all over the court.
Everywhere.
The mullet was flopping gloriously. He had more swagger than anybody in the building. And, like, transition dunks, three-pointers, making plays defensively. He was just all over the court. Now, he's not a flawless player. Like,
no.
I think, while he's a versatile defender, he's not the best defender in the world. He's not a lockdown defender necessarily. But he is just at 6'9", a unique piece that can move that well and that can get buckets.
Yep.
So want to see him again, because I even pulled up some highlights last night from last season of him at Baylor. I'm like, need to see that still in an yep. Atlanta uniform, because it isn't quite the same. Not to say, again, that it won't get there
as
time goes on.
I said it yesterday. I said it in the first hour. Sometimes a little nagging injury can cause an athlete that you expect to play at a certain level. It can cause a little bit of a hiccup, and it makes you sit there and wonder. And then all of a sudden, a week later, you sit there and say, now that makes sense. Well, we already know going in he's had some issues. So maybe that's still the case.
You just hope that – I think in general you're looking at the season big picture-wise.
Yes.
Like, we talk about the potential of this team, the ceiling of this team with all the talent. And I think most people are in the right frame of mind of it. It's not going to look – the finished product we're not going to see in November, December, maybe not even – early part of January. Now, you don't want to take too many losses.
Right.
Because we saw what Michigan was in last year, where they came to Champaign in early to mid-January, and you're accurately chanting NIT at them if you're in the Orange Crush, because that's where they were going until they got some more quality wins down the stretch. They put themselves in a real situation and not make the tournament.
Yep.
And that was a superbly talented team, like a really talented group. So if Meyer isn't that same guy for, again, I agree with you, go down to Vegas, see what it looks like. But if it were to be the early part of the season, that puts even more on Coleman's plate.
Yeah.
Puts even more on some of these other guys to try to step up and fill for that. But to circle back on Coleman, a guy that I agree, it's a great sell for Brad going forward to know that Coleman at one time was in his doghouse last mm-hmm. year and Coleman wore it. You know, like a fastball you take on the shoulder. Like it hurt, it stunk, you were mad about it, but yes. then you wore it and you came back and you were still bought into that.
Yep.
So I think that in the nature of college basketball now where people get angry, people have a riff with the coach and they transfer,
yep.
Coleman stuck it through. And I think that after seeing Keegan Murray last year and Ivy and these guys that made huge jumps, Johnny Davis, I think it got programmed. Oh, it has to be a freshman who then breaks out as a sophomore.
That's a great point.
And that's why everybody circled RJ. I mean, yep. RJ's talented. But why can't it be someone as a sophomore who averaged 6 points and 4 rebounds, a lot bigger role, and obviously now it's their time.
And he's getting his time. Great stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 359-22-55 if you want to weigh in. When we come back, I want to touch on Illinois football just for a few. Hear a quick clip from Brett Bielema, and then we'll finish the show recapping the NFL and what happened this weekend. And last night, of course, with Monday Night Football. But we'll talk a little Illinois football. I want to ask you, Pipes, are you worried about this Illinois football team bouncing back? You've got a home game, you've got Purdue, and you still have a hell of a lot to play for that we'll hear from Brett Bielema coming out of the break. So are you worried at all? We'll talk about that next. It is The Drive.
Big Van Dyke, a buyer's world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
What do you mean, I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way. Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So, I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow!
Hey lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Big Van Dyke, appliance world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
The 2022 Big Ten Football Championship Game, presented by Discover, returns to Indianapolis December 3rd at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at big10.org/FCGtickets. Every ticket also includes complimentary admission to the Big Ten Fan Fest presented by Dr. Pepper. Don't miss the action. Purchase your ticket today for the 2022 Big Ten Football Championship Game.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Hey folks, this is State Senator Chapin Rosen. J.B. Pritzker's running around the state asking for your vote, telling you everything's fine. Well, you and I know it's not fine. Go to the grocery store. It's not fine. The Safety Act the governor signed it into law, saying it was great, and then 2 weeks before the election, he says he wants to change it. Why is that, governor? Maybe it's because you should have never signed it in the first place. The incompetence knows no bounds. For our state retirees, group health insurance program, he signs and inks a deal with an insurance company that doesn't even have local providers of health care for our citizens to go to. What kind of a governor does that? Is it a governor that's deliberately doing his job for the best interest of the people of the state of Illinois? Or is it a governor that really doesn't know what he's doing and signing whatever people put in front of him? At the end of the day, folks, I stand up to J.B. Pritzker in Springfield. I'm asking for your vote on November 8th, but this is also your chance as a citizen to tell J.B. Pritzker and the rest of the Democratic Party in this state, from the county to the executive mansion, that you've had enough. Please join me in voting Republican. Paid for by friends at Chapin Rose.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
The fall is a perfect time to start fresh if you want to see a brighter you. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you'll love our makeover service. Experience the power of a Merle Norman makeover today. Available now at 706 West Market View Drive. Next to Subway, Merle Norman Cosmetics. Call today to schedule your time, 217-359-8100.
Hello, I am John Brown, lifelong Champaign County resident and candidate for sheriff. From an early age, my parents taught my three brothers and me the importance of putting people first. I have never forgotten that during my 32-year law enforcement career. My entire adult life has been committed to public service, both inside and outside law enforcement. It is all about people and relationships. As sheriff, I will continue to put people first by working with other law enforcement leaders to address violent crime and increasing community outreach. I will provide proper oversight of day-to-day operations of the sheriff's office and face challenges head-on, especially the critical staffing and morale issues at the jail, and I will implement best practices. Putting the people of Champaign County first means electing a sheriff with real experience, proven leadership, and trusted judgment. I am John Brown, and I ask for your vote on November 8th. Paid for by the friends of John Brown.
If you need insurance, you gotta go to Insurance Providers Group. They can help you like they've helped me. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. Insurance Providers Group can get you a quote on all aspects of personal, business, agricultural, life, and health insurance, and employee benefits. They represent many insurance companies that allow them to provide you with the most competitive rates and the best coverage. Call Kyle Lewis at 217-352-7080 or email Kyle at ipgins.com or go to the website for a quote at ipgins.com. INS.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
A lot of things to play for this week. Obviously, a Big Ten West opponent, a team with obviously all the things that I know you guys are well aware of within the Big Ten race to get to Indy and all that is that about that. But kind of what we've done all year is try to focus on the moment. We've had success doing that. Seven times and failure doing it twice. So hopefully we'll be a little bit more in line with those seven opportunities that we came away with a victory. I think it's a group of guys that learn from their mistakes, to take advantage of the opportunities that are in front of them, and hopefully move forward in a positive light.
Whoops, sorry. A little loud over there. All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio. 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper, Kyle Tosk, who's ready to roll on the NFL. We're going to get to that in a brief moment, Kyle, I promise. Derek Piper, I went to the break asking the question, are you concerned of this Illinois team? Now, was Virginia right after Indiana?
It was.
And they came out of that Indiana game where we were obviously still unsure of what this team would be this season, and they destroyed Virginia and then have then rolled since, only finally losing, of course, Saturday to Michigan State. Do you expect, now I understand you got Michigan straight ahead, right? I mean, so it might just be a one game look at this, but
do you expect this Illinois team to come? I mean, you played a great quarterback at Virginia. You destroyed him. You beat him up. You beat up that team. Now you got a Purdue team that has pretty good quarterback in Aiden O'Connell that needs to throw. Do you feel like Illinois will come out and do the same thing?
There's no doubt that their motivation and focus will be top-notch. Knowing that all that's at stake with this game for winning the Big Ten West, getting Huge. The Big Ten title, Purdue beat you last year. Like, there's every reason to check the box. Being angry about losing a game you shouldn't have, or at least you feel that way about last week, there's no reason that Illinois will have a dud from an emotional standpoint. Now, how will they handle the pressure that's part of this game? Like, Illinois hasn't played meaningful football in November in a while.
That's true.
Something that they're going to have to handle, but Brett Bielema has done a good job with. There's been big games this season. Iowa coming to town, going to Wisconsin. There's been some of those that obviously they've done a good job of getting up for, but you could even go to last year. I'm glad that you brought up Virginia, but even last year when they lost at home to Rutgers, they turned around and won at Minnesota. When they lost a tough one at Iowa, they turned around and just thumped Northwestern. So there's been a nice sample size here recently of Brett Bielema getting a nice response out of his team. And I expect that on Saturday, not to say that they will handle Purdue, but I think that they'll be ready for the challenge.
One more question. A lot to play for. Playing for Indy, right? Winning the Big Ten West. Still a really good bowl game to play for. Everybody was stung a little bit, right? It's one of those where you're sitting there fighting a dude and you're getting there in every punch, and then all of a sudden he's like, bam! And you're like, whoa, you staggered me there. I think Michigan State staggered Illinois fans a little bit, rightfully so. If Illinois beats Purdue, and you know then that you are a win against a Northwestern team, I know that it can happen, and this Northwestern team, it'll be their biggest game of the season, and Pat Fitzgerald has basically owned you as a program, that is, for a long time. But let's be honest, that should not be a problem against Northwestern. So, if you beat Purdue and essentially wrap up the West, only needing a win against Northwestern, plus knowing that Michigan is in your sights to where you can really go and see where you're at on a national level. I feel like, you know, we've been able to kind of understand where we're at on a little bit of a Big Ten West, no doubt, and Big Ten level. I think Michigan will show you where you're at on a national level. I mean, they're ranked obviously top, what, 5, 10? Is the excitement automatically back with Illinois fans if you beat Purdue on Saturday?
I think so, yes.
I do too.
Because you would have taken the stranglehold on the West, knowing you should, for every reason, go to the Big Ten title game, and then a chance to prove yourself against a top-five caliber team and not feel like you have a ton to lose either.
That's a great point. I mean, honestly, I mean, you probably, at this point, I don't know that you're getting a New Year's Six game, right? You're still, though, in it for the Relia Quest or the old Outback and stuff like that, maybe music. I mean, you're still going to have a good bowl game sitting in front of you, but more importantly, you could be playing an Indy, and that's pretty awesome. Kyle, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
Are you ready to talk smack to Derek Piper?
I don't know if I can, because I'm not sure how much the Dolphins really deserve that win. They did get it, but Bears fans have a lot to be happy with, too, so I'll lay off.
Let's roll. He's way too nice.
He is.
All right, Kyle, I'm going
to He just knows it wouldn't hurt me. That's why he's not going to do it, because I'm too happy about Justin Fields to care that we lost the game.
It's kind of a wasted smack talk.
Now, if they'd gone in there and won 40-7, maybe I'd have a different tone.
That's fair.
Kind of the way the game played out, I don't know
how
I'd sound if I was talking. But start with Thursday, where the Eagles moved to 8-0.
So long ago.
Long time ago.
Isn't that funny?
Texans gave them a little bit of a fight in the first half. Eagles pull away and remain undefeated.
Dallas, at Dallas, right?
At Dallas, Christmas Eve.
Titans?
They do have the Titans, yeah. It was the Titans.
Maybe.
They had the Chiefs on the ropes on Monday night.
I feel like I'd be really bothered if this Philadelphia Eagles team went undefeated. I really, honestly, I feel like it's like that New England team had Tom Brady, the best quarterback ever.
And
right?
Randy Moss.
And Randy Moss. And it was like, okay, I love records, right? I always tell you I like to update stats. It's if my favorite team. But, you know, I kind of like that idea of Miami holding on to that undefeated season. But then here comes Brady, and you're like, oh, I'm so tired of the Patriots. And then they lose to the Giants. And I know the Eagles would really have to run the table. And
yeah,
good luck against the Bills and Chiefs. There's still a lot to play. I'm getting out of hand here on week 9. But I don't know. Kudos to the Eagles. They're a complete team, and I think they're very well coached.
I agree with you. I would have to go back and look, but it feels like it's been a while that we've been this deep into a season and had an unbeaten team. There's just too much weirdness that happens around the league week to week for them to survive it.
In a season like this,
right?
Here comes Philadelphia trotting along undefeated.
For another 9 games. I don't see it happening. It might be one that we don't expect. Like, they're at the Colts in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
And the Colts are just as much of a wreck as you could possibly imagine. Maybe they'll lose that game. I don't know. But
Jeff Saturday.
It's a great Philly team.
It is.
And they're going to be a really, really tough out playing at home, at least based on how things stack up right now in the playoffs.
Miami Dolphins do get a win.
Oh, going right at it.
At Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
I was in attendance. It was a fun game to be at with all the scoring. There was a lot of scoring in this game.
First trip to Soldier? Probably not.
As a kid, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there the last time the Dolphins were in town when I was like 10 years old.
Were you wearing a Dolphins jersey?
I can't remember. I'll have to
No,
look
I'm
back.
Sorry. This week.
This week. Yes, I was. I had my Tua jersey on.
How were the fans?
It was all right. There was actually a surprising amount of Dolphins fans there.
Ah,
like,
okay.
And we were sitting right next to another group of Dolphins fans.
Because Bears fans can be a little bit vicious. Let's be honest.
And yeah, it was the moment after the game ended and we were standing up and cheering, all the Bears fans were leaving with their heads down. That was that could have gotten dangerous.
I think he's
but
starting to get a little smacked.
The heads were down because they were checking the 78-yard run by Fields on Twitter. They were watching it on their phones as they walked out and they were just maybe thinking about floating away, like up into the air because we finally have a quarterback.
Was that the game? Was that the moment?
Yeah. It was. He broke Michael Vick's single-game rushing record in the NFL for a quarterback.
Incredible.
Ran for 180 yards. He threw for 3 touchdowns. I think that I'm not going to announce him as the best quarterback in the league or anything.
Right.
Put him in a top 10 already.
But earlier this year, he was throwing for like 89 yards.
Exactly. So he's made a lot of progress. I think the way he reads the pocket and knows when to escape and is just more aggressive with his running, and now we're designing plays to utilize that is really fun to see. Claypool didn't do a whole lot. Well,
no.
Part of it because he had PI on him on the last drive, third down. It was clear as day.
Good Lord.
But I'm not salty about losing the game.
Okay.
The Dolphins are really fun to watch. I mean, Tyreek Hill has been unbelievable. Our defense is terrible, but they've been doing this for a lot of people. And
you've been trading people. It's not like you're – you know, your defense is, like, beat up now in terms of trades. You've gotten rid of everybody.
Great weekend, though, for Kyle because the Dolphins won and the Bills lost.
Yes!
Yep, which really opened things up for them.
We're the team to win, and they're kind of pesky.
J-E-T-S!
I don't know how to feel about that result, but I'll take the Bills' loss.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill, by the way, 1,104 yards leads the league. Second is Justin Jefferson with 867.
Wow. 300 yards ahead, essentially.
Pretty much.
Wow. Okay.
Well, let's talk about that Bills game then. The Jets upset the Bills 20-17, and Josh Allen is injured, too. He's got a problem with his elbow on his throwing hand.
There you go. It goes back to that. How in the world does anybody stop Josh Allen? Maybe that stops him.
Injuring him, yeah. That's about the only way.
How serious is that?
I am not sure. I think he's getting further tests on it. But it seems like it's slightly concerning, especially being on his right arm.
I tell you what, the Jets coach, Saleh, is that his name? He was with the Niners. That dude knows how to coach. And in a quick hurry, he has made the Jets a stinking respectable squad. To be able to beat the Bills, and not only that, but the Jets have been really impressive all season. And their rookie running back, Breece Hall, gets hurt. I mean, so it's – and didn't they have injuries before the season even started? I mean, it's like
a bunch of offensive line injuries.
Yeah,
too.
And last year it was like all their linebackers or something were injured. It's like nothing ever goes right for the Jets, and they just keep fighting through it. I'm impressed by the Jets. Like, I'm literally low key or high key or whatever the kids say, very impressed by the Jets and happy for them. Even though I kind of need the Bills to win for betting purposes. Sure. But I'll take a Jets win over the Bills. Good for New York. Good for the Jets. Good for those fans to have the Giants and the Jets at least halfway through the season. You're going into Christmas time here happy in New York.
I agree. It's fun to see them be relevant football teams again. Give credit. I think it maybe we haven't through the weeks of this Jets defense is pretty darn good.
They are.
And for them to have two picks on Allen and have him throw no touchdown passes and be sacked five times. And this Bills offense has looked like an unstoppable force. And they made the Bills on one Sunday look pretty human. So that was good to see out of them. And that's a huge win for the Jets. Now be 6-3.
Who's the kid for the Jets that had one of the interceptions, the cornerback?
Is that Sauce Gardner?
Yeah, Sauce.
He's a problem. He is.
Is he a rookie?
Really good.
He is.
Is he from Cincinnati?
Yes.
Man, is he good. He's really good. Scott, by the way, said give credit to Bears coaching for once. I don't know if that...
What they've done offensively to complement Fields has been...
Pretty good.
Exciting.
Somebody asked me, they're like, isn't Matt Eberflus a defensive-minded coach? I'm like, yeah, but I don't think anybody cares right now. They're just excited with what Fields is doing right now.
I like this Big 12-style football.
Uh-huh.
For now, you go. We can go buy defense in the offseason. It's funny how I'm all of a sudden
it's like
in
Kansas.
on the Bears.
I'm excited for you.
Like, you guys are still losing. You know that, right? Yep, we don't care.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, because I'm not in on the Cardinals. I can promise you that.
Well, another thing that Bears fans are probably very happy with is the Green Bay Packers putting up 9 points on the Lions defense.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers, 3 picks. 2 of them were by Kirby Joseph.
Yes! Is this the end of Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau?
Could be.
Didn't he sign an extension?
Oh, yeah. Big money. Which probably makes him harder to move, and now with him playing like this, more difficult. Although someone would get aggressive and want him. You know,
I agree.
You think if Vegas at the end of the year wants to get a fall guy and blame Derek Carr, although they had a good week this week with Devontae Adams, well, they ultimately lost that game to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels. That's just an example. It's interesting.
How about Sean Payton to the Raiders? They trade Carr to Green Bay. Although, do they still have the one dude they drafted in the first 5 years ago or whatever? Green Bay?
Oh, Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still around?
Yeah, but a lot of people, based on what they've seen, just kind of like, I don't think he's the guy.
What a weird.
It's weird. And Rodgers is not playing good football. I know that receiving-wise, he doesn't have a ton to work with,
yeah.
But his play has not been good.
I'm telling you, Sean Payton to the Raiders. Carr traded to Green Bay for Rodgers. Rodgers reunited with Adams. And now playing with Sean Payton. I see it happening.
Okay.
Actually, I don't see it happening, but it'd be kind of cool.
It would. And it's cool to see a NFC North foe beat Green Bay. I just hope that we can live that dream here.
Oh, just
coming in December, because I haven't.
It's the only win you want, right?
Yeah, I haven't fully gone in on laughing on Green Bay, because I just don't feel like you can necessarily do it as a Bears fan, because they just have owned you. If you are one of their losses, you beat them, then it's just going to be full on laugh in their face. Not to pat myself on the back, but I did say the Lions were going to win.
You did. First of all, I love like the English language. Like, so Scott Tarrant goes, give credit to Bears coaching for once. So I was like, does that mean he's ripping on you for not giving credit to the coaching? And then he said, I meant, comma, the Bears coaches are finally doing a good job, .. for once. So
I got what he meant.
Yeah, but I didn't know if it meant we weren't
doing our job.
Yeah, but I'm with Scott on that. I think they have done a good job with it. All right.
Chargers pull it out over the Falcons, last-second field goal.
Is Atlanta good? Like, they're in every game.
They are.
Are they legit good? Is Mariota good?
They're legit feisty.
They're feisty. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I don't know that you can say maybe too much more.
Is Devonta Morgan or
Mariota?
Oh, yeah.
Cordell Patterson had two rushing touchdowns for them.
Who's Foreman? I'm sorry. Who did he? Carolina? Was that Carolina? Who did he start for? Doesn't matter. Anyway, Lon, never mind. Sorry.
You're good.
Cordell Patterson came in as a wide receiver, did nothing, and now all of a sudden he's a low-key, pretty good running back. I'm going to try to use that every time.
Lon's hip now.
I am hip.
But this is, although a needed win for L.A., Herbert throws 43 times for 245 and one touchdown. Like,
what?
I know that they don't have.
No. They have Josh Palmer.
Keenan or even Mike Williams. Right. So they're just trying to weather that storm. But Chargers not nearly as dangerous as we thought.
Keenan Allen. Those of us that have or drafted Keenan Allen.
We suck.
Yep.
Because he low-key, high-key sucks.
We suck.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you drafted Joe Mixon in fantasy, you had a really good Sunday. Oh, and
guess who was going against him?
Uh-huh. Bengals 42-21 over the Panthers. Mixon, 5 touchdowns.
Fantasy football alert. I'm going to say it for 1 second. Don't turn the radio off. I'm making this quick. We've all had that season where everybody kicks your ass that every week. Every week. So this year, I have given up. Now, granted, we give up a lot of points, right? I am at, they have now scored collectively 2,380 points against me. The next highest guy is like 2,080. 300 more points. It's just every week I'm like, oh, wait, who went off? Oh, yeah, I'm going against him too. Joe Mixon. Good for Joe Mixon. Good for the Bengals, finally, yeah. Right? I mean, they finally look like what I thought they might look like.
I agree. Mixon says, Corey Dillon has nothing on me.
Hey, Corey Dillon now. Or, I'm sorry, A.J. Dillon now might be in the running. Corey Dillon, man, he was good.
He was.
Remember the Icky Shuffle, Icky Woods?
I don't know if I remember that one.
You're too young for that. Yeah, the old Icky Shuffle. You'll have to YouTube that after the Icky Shuffle. All right, let's do one more game. Then we got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up.
Patriots dominate the Colts 26-3. Frank Reich doesn't leave the stadium with a job afterwards.
Wow. Yeah, the final nail in the coffin, if you will, for Frank Reich and Indy. Weird to hire Jeff Saturday right now. That's kind of a weird thing. But, man, the Colts are just putrid. What a weird year for them. Bad year. Not weird, bad. And the Patriots, I don't know. I can't figure them out.
I don't know how good New England is. It's kind of been a recurring theme here. But the Colts, yeah, never would have saw this where there wasn't a whole lot that changed on the roster other than they traded out Wentz for Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, they'll be playoff, wild card, or AFC South division winner. Not that they're going
because they were solid last
super
year.
Super deep in the playoffs.
Right.
But
their defense hasn't been that good. Bad. All right, take a quick break. Come back, wrap up rest of the big... What? Just take a break.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than 4 times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Christmas time is here, and this is your year for a tree that brings cheer with a tree guarantee that keeps the glee. And it's all right here at Prairie Gardens. You'll find unique holiday decor and sparkling ornaments galore, handmade wreaths, candles, and more. And all at generous savings you'll adore. Because when you're at Prairie Gardens, you make your Christmas as unique as you. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
Ho, ho, ho!
It's totally Christmas!
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle 3.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
If you want a steak, I mean a steak, prepared the way you want it, you've got to go to Long Branch Steakhouse. Hi, it's Jay Lehman. It's been over a year since I was introduced to Donnie at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. And when I want a great steak, that's where I go. And the sides, the Brussels sprouts, the mac and cheese, and the salad with Donnie's secret frog dressing. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. There's always room for the Long Branch Steakhouse.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Champaign County, this is Terrence Stuber. I am asking for your vote to restore integrity to the office of County Clerk. Irregularities, secrecy, and a disregard for the election code have placed us under heightened scrutiny these last 4 years. You deserve better. We cannot sit by and allow this to continue. If you believe accuracy, efficiency, and integrity still matter in local government, please vote Terrence Stuber for County Clerk between now and 7 p.m. on November 8th. Paid for by Citizens for Terrence Stuber.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, boom.
Derek Piper, who is leading each division in the NFL? I'm so confused as to, I don't even know.
The Bills are leading the AFC East 6-2, although the Jets and Dolphins 6-3. Ravens 6-3 in the AFC North. Titans 5-3 in the AFC South. AFC West, the Chiefs are 6-2 leading the division. Go over to the NFC, you got the Eagles at 8-0 in the East. Vikings 7-1 in the North. And then Bucks and Falcons tied at 4-5 in the South. NFC West, Seattle Seahawks, as we all thought, 6-3 leading that one.
Okay, there's your updated stats. All right, Kyle, what do we got?
Vikings survived the Commanders 20-17, get a comeback victory. I don't know if you saw the video of Kirk Cousins after that game on the
plane.
Yeah, I did.
The Commanders are kind of like the Falcons. Like, they just keep battling teams. Vikings just figure out ways to get it done. I don't know how much of a threat they are in the playoffs. But you know what? They can run the ball. They've got pretty good defense. And Kirk Cousins is okay. You just worry, does he have like a flop game come playoff time, right?
Absolutely. The Commanders are in every game.
Mm-hmm.
And they've even beat Green Bay at home. Now, that doesn't look as good of a win that we've seen what Green Bay's turned into. Yes, absolutely. But Justin Jefferson is elite at receiver.
Oh, yeah. Cousins, by the way, I forget about him.
Is at least very solid, if not above average.
I agree.
It just depends on that prime time spot or when the pressure's on him. He tends to fold. I agree with you. I don't think the Vikings, 7-1, I'm not in love with them, but they're a good team.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins making a lot of bank. I mean, that's why he's got that necklace on, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle.
Raiders blow a 17-0 lead and lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is the third time they've blown a 17-point or more lead this year.
Anyway.
They're horrible. Not to rub it in, but Travis Etienne went over 192 touchdowns.
You just puked. Kyle just puked.
Did he really?
Lindy, he just puked talking about their – oh, that was a sneeze. Oh, okay. That's all I got about the Raiders.
You got anything on the Cardinals?
No.
Seahawks beat them 31-21.
No. That franchise in Arizona can't win a home game. They can't stay healthy. Cliff Kingsbury can't coach. Steve Keim doesn't know how to draft. It's just sad. Our owner has a jet, and he's a pilot. That's the thing that came out. And Hard Knocks starts this week.
Oh, boy.
That could be interesting.
Our owner has a jet, and he's a pilot. Is going to be Hans D 30 years from now.
You're right.
That's what they're going to say about Hans, who's owning probably some MLS squad.
Oh, Bidwell, like, flew to get J.J. Watt when he signed him. He was like, oh, how cool is this?
Now you just want them to bottom out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Been there.
Yes. I hate Pete Carroll, so I wanted to win this week. After this week, though, I looked at Andrew. I said, I'm done with the Cardinals. I don't have to invest another dollar or minute on the Arizona Cardinals the rest of the season. Done.
Tom Brady leads a game-winning drive to beat the Rams, a very much-needed win for the Bucs.
I agree, and a tough loss for the Rams. That's a pretty good game. That's kind of a, I don't know if it was that exciting. Not as exciting as you'd hope.
It was a competitive game, yeah, but right. Not necessarily a pretty game.
Correct. That's a big win for the Bucs.
It was. Rams at 3-5.
Yes.
But so were the Bucs going into that game. They needed one at home. Brady gets an opportunity on that for that fourth quarter drive. He's had a million of those.
I know.
Slip out to the tight end. Cade Otton, nice first name, by the way, for a touchdown.
Good
there
call.
To get the win. It seems how easy it seems like that little tight end in the flat off of play action
so
in the
easy.
Red zone. You need to see more of that from Illinois.
Yes. Yes.
In classic Titans fashion, they take the Chiefs to overtime with 5 pass completions.
It's incredible.
2017 Chiefs do escape.
I mean, it's incredible how the Titans, I said that last week, right, going in. I'm like, they're the kind of team that can beat a Bills or a Chiefs team because they will run the football and control the. They are a Big Ten football team playing in the NFL, and they've got the perfect guy to do it with Derrick Henry.
They do.
Matt Vrabel.
Pretty darn good coach.
Matt.
Yeah.
Mike.
Matt. That's what I was going to say. Sorry. When I said Matt, I'm like, that doesn't sound right. Mike Vrabel, I agree. I think he's a pretty good coach.
He is. Mahomes threw it 68 times.
Wow.
Only had one touchdown pass.
Wow.
How's that happen? Threw for 446, though. They get it done when they need to. It's kind of also classic Chiefs of messing around in a game where they're a huge favorite and don't cover, but just
get it done.
Squeak by the skin of their teeth.
Yep.
Finally, last night, the Ravens knock off the Saints 27-13, and it was even more of a domination than the score
said. Yeah, Saints not very good. Ravens getting it done. Lamar betting on himself.
Yep.
He's going to make a lot of money at the end of the year.
Definitely will. Didn't see any of the game, so don't have a ton to add. But
did
I.
Same here. All right, Kyle. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Congrats on your Dolphins.
Their offense is fun to watch, that's for sure. Yep. Defense is concerning me, though. Justin Fields ran all over them.
Yeah, that is. But he's good luck stopping
he's
that
really,
dude.
He's really good.
Yeah, good luck stopping him. All right, Derek Piper. Illinois wins by 30. I think that means we should all smile and move on to the next game, which is Friday, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
We're going to try to get Brad Evans on tomorrow. That'd be awesome. And maybe some other interesting things for you guys. We did not go through some of the Big Ten basketball games. We got off on a little bit of it. Maybe tomorrow we can kind of look through what we kind of need a preview anyway of some of the other Big Ten teams.
Most of them played last night. Purdue does play tonight, so if you're looking for something to watch tonight, you can do that. But we should go through and some of the first game results for the Big Ten.
Let's do that. All right, everybody, have a great night. We're out of here. It's the Drive. The Drive.
Hello, I am John Brown, lifelong Champaign County resident and a candidate for sheriff. From an early age, my parents taught my 3 brothers and me the importance of putting people first. I have never forgotten that during my 32-year law enforcement career. My entire adult life has been committed to public service, both inside and outside law enforcement. It is all about people and relationships. As sheriff, I will continue to put people first by working with other law enforcement leaders to address violent crime and increasing community outreach. I will provide proper oversight of day-to-day operations of the sheriff's office and face challenges head-on, especially the critical staffing and morale issues at the jail, and I will implement best practices. Putting the people of Champaign County first means electing a sheriff with real experience, proven leadership, and trusted judgment. I am John Brown, and I ask for your vote on November 8th. Paid for by the friends of John Brown.
Hey folks, this is State Senator Chapin Rosen. J.B. Pritzker's run around the state asking